Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037. And 145502, Equal Housing Lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests. First timer, Ryan Argue is with us, Plan A Real Estate. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And we also have repeat offender, Kathleen Garrido is with us, KG Interior Design. Welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us as well. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's a number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrations of the day. We love celebrating today. That is, we love celebrating every day. You know, I had this conversation with somebody while I was walking yesterday. I had two different benefits going on yesterday. Number one, I was definitely on the correct side of the sidewalk, so I liked that, and I was looking down at the grass instead of up at the grass. That was another big benefit, so we watched that. But let's look and see what we can really celebrate today. There are celebrations every day. Some of them are exciting. Some of them are really pretty benign. But today's we might have not want to celebrate too much after Cinco de Mayo. And I never understand. I'm just going to go back here for 1 second, though, because how can you have National Lemonade Day on Cinco de Mayo? I don't know how that one works. I don't know about that. Let's move right along. Nurses Day is today. We can celebrate nurses. National Beverage Day is every day. For some reason, they say we celebrate it on the 6th, but I'll do that every day. And National, having beaten anorexia, this is going to be the one for today. This you got to go with this. It is National Crepe Suzette Day today, so we will go with that one. Yeah, we'll get a studio audience there, a little applause going on that. Because we are not going to be applauding too much when we look at the markets today. Well, I guess it depends on what you're investing in. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 244 points. Yeah, that's been a little painful, although it's cut back about half the losses of what we saw earlier in the day. If you are an insomniac, a market nerd, technician like I am, I was awake when the market was down 490 points this morning. So I did see that. When you trade the markets, though, you get to learn that when the market's down 490, hopefully you've got some arrows in your quiver and you're ready to be buying and not worried about selling at that point of the day. That's just my idea there. Speaking of selling, oil down 25 cents a barrel. Do we want to look? I guess we have to. $2.89.5 is the cost of a gallon of gasoline on an average basis in Taxifornia. We're paying $4.09.9. I compare that always to the oil-producing state of Hawaii. Yeah, they're paying $3.63. What's that, about 45 cents a gallon less than we're paying in Taxifornia? And Alabama, they're at $2.50.6. Remember I said we're at $4.09.9 in Taxifornia. Just makes me crazy because I think the taxes are going to go up again at the beginning of July. So we can enjoy that. Thank you, Governor. And he wants to add some more taxes to it. I guess they need that money for the choo-choo. Yeah, that's going to go from no place to no place. But he doesn't want to give the billions back to the feds. I wonder if they could spend the money. Maybe they'll build a wall or something. I digress. Let's take a look and see what's going on. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.488. I'm going to talk more about that in the Mortgage Minute. That is good news for the mortgage market. It is not good news if you are one of our senior citizens who are living off of fixed income. But, hey, it's better than going to Germany where you get a 0.01 is your return, or Japan where you don't get your money back when you give it to them for 10 years. Minus 0.046 is what they're doing in Japan. Just throwing that out there. Hey, those of you that are on baby watch, and that would be my wife. She's into all that kind of stuff. I am not. The royal couple did announce they had a baby boy this morning. I guess, what, seventh in line for the throne. What that means is he gets to make a lot of money, do a lot of speeches, and has no work to do. That's big. I mean, because he's not going to ever make it to the throne, right? I mean, heck, Prince Charles still hasn't even made it, and he's already on Social Security. I mean, just think about that one right there. Moving another battle group. Have you watched what the president's doing? Why is the market down so much? So that's another big issue. It is a buying opportunity for those of us who are investors. Hey, and I consider you real estate folk investors as well. This is a buying opportunity. If you have not taken advantage of the interest rates, if you still have that home equity line of credit, get rid of it. Right? If you're thinking about buying a house, if you think about buying a piece of rental property, investment property, it's still the best investment out there. Think about the time right now when interest rates continue to drop. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, even though interest rates are low this morning, I'm going to tell you that I am not telling my clients to lock in their loans today. Why? Because there's nothing really driving that market. Again, we'll talk more about it in the mortgage minute, but there's nothing driving that market right now to force you to lock in. We want you to get the best rates possible, not the best rate when you start the process, not the best rate when the process ends, the best price anywhere. And when we're talking about these trade wars that are going on, or these battles, the barbs going back and forth between the U.S. and China, you know, they got to settle this. It's not like it's not going to get settled. Both sides have to come to an agreement. So the president said yesterday that he's going to increase tariffs. The people on MSNB Hee Haw and the Clinton News Network, they come out and say, well, that's going to cause a lot of inflation in the U.S. That's going to hurt the U.S. taxpayer. Have you seen what inflation is doing? That's about 1.9%. So I don't think that's going to be the big issue that we're really worried about. What are they worried about? I mean, the only thing that bothers me about this whole trade talk right now is Chuck Schumer was endorsing what the president had to say. Now, when Chuck Schumer endorses anything, I think that I got to look the other way, right? Because that guy, if he was ever right, I mean, the next time he's right, it'll be the first time he's right.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Right? So president comes out, says that we're going to increase tariffs to 25% on another $200 billion worth of our imports. Then there's another $500 billion that might be down the road. China says, well, we're not going to send our negotiators to the U.S., GDP in the U.S. was 3.2 verified, right? That was what they came out with for the first quarter. GDP in China is going downward, and they don't even tell you the truth, right? So watch what's going on there. I think that we'll see some good news coming out. I think it's just ploys, and thank goodness we've got a president right now. Whether you like the way he says things, the way that he likes does the way easy for me to say, the way he does things or says things, that's irrelevant. It's what's happening. Right? Unemployment low, GDP high. What else do you want? Markets going up. It was down 400 or 500 points this morning, buying opportunity. Down 200 points now, smiling opportunity. Right? That's just the way it goes. Now, what do you think they're saying in Iran and Venezuela right now? Right? That's why we're seeing these issues going on with the U.S. bonds. Right? Whenever they start seeing disrest or disruption around the world, U.S. sending the USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group into the Middle East. Then you start seeing things going on in Venezuela, right? Well, people start worrying. What do they do when they worry? Do you think they're going to put their money into, let's look if I can get that market back up here, Germany, where they get a 0.1% rate of return. Italy, they might even not even get their money back, but they claim 2.59. Spain, 0.98. The UK, 1.22, Japan, 0.047, or you can put your money in the US and get 2.48. So those people that worry about the stock market, right, they don't have the risk tolerance for a 400 or 500 point drop. They hear about that on Sunday afternoon, they don't sleep Sunday night. I get it. You shouldn't be in the market then, because these things are going to happen. Keep your money in something a little more liquid, a little more secure. That would be maybe bonds, and I'm not a financial guru, but I won't tell you that, you know, like Ford stock, I'm not going to tell you that that's probably paying about 6% dividend right now. I'm not going to say that. And I'm not going to tell you that Verizon, they're probably paying about a 4, 4.5% dividend. I'm not going to tell you that one either, right? So don't listen to those things. You think Ford's going out of business anytime soon? I don't think so. So these are places that if you don't have that level of risk or want to take that risk, maybe you're a little older and you shouldn't be taking that risk, right? These are some other opportunities for you just to think about and not have to worry. Speaking about worrying, don't worry about staying tuned because we're going to have some great conversation coming up. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Whoa. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to blow out anybody's ears there when I hit this button to tell me what we're going to be talking about in a minute because I just can't remember it all. All right, basic money questions most college grads can't answer. Like, whose picture's on a $100 bill? How about why access to one of the most important factors in getting your house sold? Why access is one of the most important factors in getting your house sold? We're also talking about the SEP IRA. Should we talk about that one? The Mortgage Minute. We've got a lot to talk about today. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay will be available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute, today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs. Only one I know of that has the fast pass loan approval, potentially saving you $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of your new home. It's a pretty simple process as long as you understand it. The Dow Jones now down 226, almost 227 points. We're looking at the S&P 500 down 28 points. NASDAQ down 89 points. I think that there's a problem there. Yeah, a little painful. Let's take a look and see what the bonds are doing. The 10-year Treasury, 2.48, down about 5 basis points. Not a whole lot right there. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond, now that is going up. Now remember, when the bond goes up, rates go down. So we like to watch that one go up whenever we can. Don't want it to get too low. Now, if you remember, I hear people say all the time, well, when are rates going to go down to 3% again? And I say, I hope not in my lifetime. Well, why would that be the case? Well, if you remember, why did rates get down to 3% below before? It was because our economy was in such bad shape. We don't want to go through that again, do you? Do you remember 2008? Do you remember 2009? Do you remember 2010? Were those exciting times for you? I don't think that they were. Most of us were a little worried back then. So let's think about not getting back to those rates. But what makes most sense for you is to understand the entire process. What is driving rates? Well, U.S. and China, that's driving rates. Rumors on the U.S. and China. I already told you about Iran. I already told you about Venezuela. Those are all issues that are driving rates. But there's not going to be a whole lot of economic reports coming out for the first couple of days this week. We're going to get the producer price index and consumer price index Thursday and Friday of this week. We've got some auctions coming up this week, auctioning the bonds. Here's the biggie that nobody is talking about, because they look at the rates and they say, well, the Federal Reserve should lower interest rates. And another person says, well, the Federal Reserve should increase interest rates. But here's what the Federal Reserve is doing that nobody wants to talk about, probably because most of them don't understand it. They're starting to buy treasuries again. That's going to create more demand in the marketplace for those bonds. When there's more demand, prices are going to go down. That's the idea here. So we're going to start seeing a little benefits in the market. That's why I'm saying to folks, you know, something, interest rates are good right now, but I think they're going to get better in the next few days. And you need somebody that's watching that for you. That's what our friends at Gold Star Mortgage do on a regular basis. Stay tuned. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Chatting today, we got to have some fun because I have never had the opportunity to sit down and chat. I love this when I get to come in and have start a radio program where we have absolutely no idea what we're going to talk about, right? And some people I know that are watching are probably saying, Ron, you don't know what you're talking about half the time. I get it. But every once in a while we do. But we're talking this morning. Ryan Argue, Plan A Real Estate is with us. Kathleen Garrido, KG Interior Design is with us. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
What are we going to talk about? Ryan, tell me a little bit about yourself. We just met for the first time today.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely.
I've been in the mortgage industry from 2004 to 2011. And when everything crashed, thought it'd be the best time to make a career change. And got my broker's license, started with a company called First Team for 5 years, was very blessed with the opportunity to learn from a great mentor and friend. And then thought, you know what, I want to give it away. I want to start my own company and help train and pour into the agents that I hire, everything that's gotten me to where I am and the success that I've had, again, large part to that mentor, but to create an environment that is unique to real estate in that sense. So I'm excited to be here and privileged to be a part of the show.
So tell me a little bit about, because one of my big gripes about the real estate industry, and I have a real estate license, so I can gripe, I understand what I'm speaking, is it takes about 18 months to get a license to cut hair and about 18 minutes to get a license to sell real estate, actually 90 days, right? So the training plan, and you know, if someone makes a mess on my hair, well, there's not much to make a mess of, right? But it grows back. You can lose or make a lot of money in mistakes in real estate. Mm. My question is, you know, the idea of a mentor, what are you doing that's, you know, because that's a big issue in my book is go get, I think it's a great career, but a lot of people, you know, they get their license and they think that that's going to teach them how to do what they're doing, how to be successful.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I think that there's probably a little more to being successful in real estate than that licensing process.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, again, you look at consumers have ranked real estate agents in terms of professional trust down at the bottom, close to car salesmen, attorneys, et cetera.
Mortgage brokers,
right there. So, but there's this perception is, hey, how hard can it be, right?
Right.
You get a license, it takes, you know, you can get it, you know, over the phone, what have you, short period of time, and then it just, you stick it on the MLS and it sells. But the reality is, it's the largest financial decision for many people that they will make, and to trust that with your dry cleaner,
right,
who also does real estate,
right,
just seems like a crazy decision to make. But the reality is that that's what many consumers do. And so we're trying to empower our agents, train them, mentor them, give them the skills that they need in order to service our customers the best way possible and to get the best price and results that they want. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And that's the whole thing right there is I'm a big believer that, you know, the online services are available, right? I mean, it doesn't take rocket science to figure out what house is for sale, right? Getting the, from the knowledge of where the property is, right? Google Maps will take care of that for you. To getting to the finish line, that's where the, you really need the expertise.
That's right. Well, and I joke around with people that 10% of the process is negotiations. All the rest of the process is everything from the marketing to the negotiations with repairs and inspections and guidance and handholding. You know, again, it is a very emotional transaction that we do. Only a small percent of it is in the negotiations of the contract and et cetera and price. The rest of it is there's a tremendous amount that goes into it that can save a consumer or cost them thousands of dollars.
And that's a big issue right there is one little error, right, that somebody's not protecting you from it. And I guess I'm probably a honk here because I say that, you know, I know that there's a lot of people that do this part time, right? And I've been involved in transactions where the seller didn't know that the transaction closed escrow, mm-hmm, right? Because their real estate agent was an online service that doesn't ever talk to anybody, mm-hmm, right? And you know, I don't know about you, or maybe I'll just ask your thoughts. Is the perception that we have in real estate, is it a valid perception?
I think to a degree there's a valid perception. And again, we get this perception because we watch HGTV and we see these guys on TV and hey, it's super easy. You throw a big party and then the house just kind of sells itself. But it really doesn't show all the aspects that go into the transaction and all that's involved. Again, especially with Kathleen, for example, a designer, somebody who can stage a home, set up a home because of the fact that you get one shot at that showing. And if an agent does not take the time to say, Ron, I want to go through this process very intentionally. We're going to stage your home. We're going to photograph. We want to make sure that it looks like a model so that buyer, when they come through, they are emotionally tied to that property because you got 10 minutes in that home and that's it. You can't have them come back. But that takes time and money and investment from the agent. And many agents, unfortunately, don't want to do it.
Well, my biggest perception is you see the agents that do, and I just use Orange County because I know the numbers off the top of my head. I know that you're not necessarily in Orange County, but we've got 19,000 licensees in Orange County, 10,000 transactions in Orange County. That means we've got a half a transaction per person, right? And those numbers just don't add up. Now, you mentioned about the idea of making it look like a model home. You know, you look at Lennar and you look at William Lyon and those companies, they spend, you know, they're multi-million dollar companies and spend boatloads of money to have a model home made, professionally staged and designed, yet we don't want to do it for our own house.
That's right.
Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any sense. But again, I think that is based on the fact that, again, many human nature for many people in the industry, I want to do the least amount of work as possible, right? And I want to service that customer at the bare minimum in order to get to the end as quickly as possible with the least amount of cost. And that's really unfortunate. That, in my opinion, when somebody hires a real estate professional to represent them, they want that agent to do everything in their power to get the highest and best price in the shortest amount of time. Making these investments into these tools and strategies that many agents are doing is critical in order to get to that result.
And it's interesting because that really makes it the agent and the seller or buyer in alignment.
That's right.
Right? Because you want to, no one wants their house for sale. Right? They want it sold.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly right.
And they want the highest and they want the most. And the agents want the highest and they want the most. I want to chat with you about differentiating agents and what you can do to differentiate yourself from other agents. I know a house here in Anaheim Hills that's about to go on the market, $900,000, no staging. I'm going to talk to both of you about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Why access is one of the most important factors in getting your home sold. Basic money questions most college grads cannot answer. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Why access is one of the most important factors in getting your home sold. You make the decision to sell your house. You hire a real estate professional to help you through the entire process. They've asked you what level of access you want to provide to your potential buyers. Four elements to quality list to a quality listing. At the top of the list is access, followed by condition, financing, and price. There are many levels of access that you can provide to your agent so that he or she can show your home. Don't just tell them that they can't get in there. It's going to be hard to sell it for too much money. People like me, I'll go and buy a house without seeing it. But believe me, it's lowballed. That's the way it works, right? Five levels of access you can give to buyers along with a brief description. A lockbox on the door allows buyers the ability to see the home as soon as they are aware of the listing or at their convenience, providing a key to the home. Although the buyer's agent may need to stop by an office to pick up the key, there is little delay in being able to show the home. Open access with a phone call. Seller allows showings with just a phone call's notice, really. By appointment only, 48-hour notice. That's really a good one. Many buyers who are relocating for a new career or promotion start working in that area prior to purchasing their home. They often like to take advantage of free time during business hours. You know when the number one time is for people on Facebook? You're going to love this one. 9 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Number one time for people on social media. I think this is supposed to be working. I don't know. Limited access. The home is only available on the fifth Monday of the month after 2 p.m. I probably get a real great price for that property. With more competition coming to the market this spring, access can make or break your ability to get the price you are looking for or even sell your home at all. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Get that dream home before someone else does. NEST is the application I recommend most to people. I did a sample one time with a real estate professional, and we got them signed up on the NEST app under my name. It's free at the real estate agent, so it doesn't cost them anything. And we wanted to find out, as soon as they activated their listing, what service would get noticed quickest online. And NEST was about 48 hours quicker than that other company that starts with a Z, and I won't mention their name. That's the NEST, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, find that dream home. We are chatting this morning, Ryan Argue, Plan A Real Estate, Kathleen Garrido, KG Interior Design. They're both in the house. We're talking about real estate differentiating. You know, we've never, a lot of times I don't plan on what we're going to chat. We never, ever script our radio programs. I've had some compliance people that don't like the idea that we're not going to sit here and read to you for an hour. I'd get bored with that. You probably would too. So we don't script what we're talking about. We just kind of have a conversation and just to let you eavesdrop, almost like we were sitting over at Starbucks and you were sitting behind us eavesdropping. And we just kind of have a conversation. So that's what we're doing this morning. Ryan, how about the differentiating? Because I know you went from the big company to now as being an independent. What's going to be the differentiating factors between somebody that goes to the big company, the big box, and going to an independent?
Sure, that's a great question. So, yeah, with a boutique brokerage, we provide our customers with more hands-on approach. Our offices are smaller, so I'm able to really get into each agent's transactions and help mentor them, coach them, guide them, provide them with the one-on-one training. Again, nothing against many traditional brokerages, but you have an agent-to-manager ratio that is at extreme levels. Here, we have much more of a one-on-one approach, so that I can take the skills that have that I've implemented into my business and made me successful and help coach and mentor those agents to implement them for their customers and get the same results.
And what about time? I mean, do you have enough time for that? Because, you know, the big boxes, they have somebody that claims that they're doing that, right? And I don't know whether they do or don't, but they don't really go out and help the consumer themselves directly.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have time for that kind of thing, running your own business or your own practice as well as mentoring?
Sure. So we, you know, I leverage, I have a great assistant. She's wonderful. Rita Sobin, love her to death. Greatest assistant ever. She makes me look a lot better than I am really in real life as you get to know me. But we have a great support staff that helps me do what I love, which is, again, pour into agents, help them, coach them, mentor them, while some of the other stuff that I'm not so gifted at, Rita and her team can help do so on the back end.
That's an important comment that you just made. A lot of people go by that real quick, and they want to be the know-all, be-all, and they're not smart enough to say, you know something, I'm not real good at this. And I have a friend of mine that his line is, hire your weaknesses, right? And it's kind of what you're saying right there is, you know, being smart enough to realize, hey, you know something, I can't do everything.
That's right. Well, and admittedly,
I don't even want to do everything, right?
Right, exactly. Well, admittedly, we have weaknesses. And back when I was younger, I, you know, thought I was invincible and had an ego and this and that. But again, you get to the point in life where you realize, wow, people can help me do a lot more business if I, you know, help lean on them.
Absolutely. Kathleen, I wanted to go back to we were talking about in the last segment a little bit about, because I know that you do a lot of training of real estate professionals also. Mm-hmm. The benefit of staging a home, you know, is there ever a time you know, I deal some out in certain areas where we're dealing with $200,000-$300,000 houses. And I have people say, well, I don't want to stage it. There's not enough access to it. And then I have people, I just have one that's about $1 million house. And they're saying, well, I'm not going to stage that. Is there ever a benefit to not staging, or is it always going to enhance the transaction?
The non-benefit is the price reduction. So if you're staging it, you're going to get top dollar. Like Ryan, like we talked about with Ryan, he has every home. If it's not staged, it's consulting, getting the house prepared to sell. So I walk through with the client and get them to prepare their house to sell. So
you're saying that Ryan does that with every home?
Every single home. Yeah. And so he's working it with his clients. He's getting top dollar for his clients, and his homes are selling really fast.
So one of the things that you're saying there without saying it is, and I'm going to throw this at Ryan a little bit, is sounds like it's a process.
Well, same thing. If I was going to have surgery on my eyes, right? I would go and I would interview, you know, I'd go to Stanford and I'd go to other places, but I would look at, okay, you know, doctor, how many times have you done this? Right?
Right.
So in real estate, that would be, hey, how many times have you sold a home in my neighborhood? What is the process that you go about? The doctor does not just say, hey, listen, Ryan, you want eye surgery. Let's roll you on in the cart right now. No, there's a process to make sure that they take the right steps to give you the care and help in order to get you the result that you want. And that result or that care, that goal might look differently. I have some clients that have certain needs when it comes to selling their home that they're sensitive to that others are not. And so it's a part of that process of understanding, okay, what are those needs? What are your goals? And how can we put a plan in place in order to get you there? Many times I see in real estate, people are so quick to get their home on the market that they don't take the time to say, have a professional like Kathleen come in and get the home ready to go. They have showings really quickly. And the buyer comes in and says, you know what, Ron, we love your home, but the rooms felt too small or it was too dark. And you cannot get a showing back. We can't call the agent and say, hey, guys, come back. We've rearranged some stuff. Now it looks better. They're emotionally checked out and they're on to the other one. So you not taking the time to have that kind of pre-listing process is really a mistake that many people make.
That's fascinating because that's one of the things that we talk about a lot in some of our coaching is that process.
Right.
Right? Go ahead.
You can't rush it. So you got to come up with a timeline. He has a timeline. I know when it's my time to come in. I know that the photographer knows when their timeline is so that professional photos are ready to go. Then he waits for the professional photos to come in. It doesn't just take a photo and put it on the MLS real quick. And so the whole process might take a few weeks, but it's better to take those 3 weeks and get the top dollar for your clients.
You know, something, it's interesting that you say that because here's the issue right there is – we're talking in Southern California. I mean, I think Orange County right now about $830,000 is a median home price, give or take, right? So we can't wait 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We can't make a decision in January that we're going to sell in May. Is it something that just came up off the top of our head that we're going to sell our house, right? Have you thought about those things? I mean, if you're planning all this time, I hear people all the time when we're doing some of our analytics. We can tell it's 151 days in advance of somebody selling their house. We know that they're going to sell their house, right? Make those phone calls, interview the agents 151 days in advance and let them bring in, get that process in place, right? So Kathleen can come in before the photographer, right? You might be able to say, wash the front porch down before we take a picture of it, right? I mean,
you come over to my house and I think that my house looks great, but I'm not the buyer. Right. So many times the owner, you feel like, listen, I don't need to change anything. But that's really why it's critical to bring in a professional like Kathleen, because of the fact that she looks it through as a neutral third party and how a buyer would look at their home. And that is oftentimes, if not most, different than the way the homeowner sees it.
Well, the idea here is that most homeowners right now, we sell our house, used to be every 6 years. But now it's every 10 years. Right. How many houses do you see a day, a week, a month? Lots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I have the experience of one, right? Even though I'm a lender, I have the experience of one. I'm not the right guy to even do it for myself, right? I'm not qualified. I got to call somebody like you guys to do these things the right way. And I'm suggesting that if you're a CPA by day, or if you're a chemical engineer by day, or if you're whatever you do, bring in an experience. I mean, like, I love your idea of the doctor. I mean, I have bad knees, so I always talk about doing knee surgery, right?
Sure. Same thing.
Now, I can Google knee surgery. I'm sure it tells me how to do it.
That's right. And you'll find somebody doing it for a discount.
Right.
And then you'll find the renowned person that has success and has done it time and time and again and is a proven track record.
But Ryan, I don't want to have anybody stage my house. I'm not going to have Kathleen look at it. What do you say to the, I wouldn't say the fool like me that comes up with that comment, but the individual.
Well, no, and again, those are great concerns that many people have. Hey, am I going to get the return? Right? That's commonly what people say. Should I remodel my house? Should I put in counters? Should I have somebody stage it? What have you? And my point is, as we were talking earlier, the same strategy applies for builders. These companies have the homes looking its best, have it staged, have all the upgrades, because they want that buyer to come through and be emotionally tied to the home. So they come out and they write a check and they sign the contract. Same with your home. The buyers are looking at inventory, and especially at this time of year when inventory is rising, they're going to be looking at a tour of 5, 6, 7 other homes. Do you want your home to be the one that they say, you know what, Ron, we love the home, but we love the home, but we have to do this. We love the home, but we have to do that. And here's this other home that's move-in ready. Many consumers today are busy. They live fast-paced lives, you know, dual incomes. Nobody has any time to do a remodel. And most buyers do not have the perspective of saying, yeah, you know what? It's a great home. It's got a great location. It's got good bones. And we're going to invest $30,000, $40,000 into the home after closing. They don't want to do that. They want it turkey.
Makes a lot of sense. I spent I spent some time this weekend with about 1,000 real estate agents at a conference. One of the big issues was have a process. Right? The consumer does not know what they don't know. They don't know the world of real estate. Have a process. Every single property goes through the same thing. Do you think that the eye doctor, the knee doctor, they do a different process every time? Well, I think I'm going to cut them from the top to the bottom this time or from the bottom to the... Doesn't work that way. We want to talk more with Ryan and Kathleen when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We'll also get into some basic money questions. Most college grads can't answer all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And again, if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send hand you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message.
Is your credit score over 800?
I hit a wrong button there. Sorry about that, guys. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I do like to remind you that I don't spend a lot of time giving out phone numbers on the radio program because I know that you're not ready for them and you know that where to find me all the time. If you want to meet Ryan, if you want to meet Kathleen, just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I've got their numbers. I know how to find them all the time, so it's not a problem right there. Guys, I'm going to throw out the Your Credit Matters segment today. I'm just going to tell you that it's brought to you by our friends over at Blue Water Credit because I want to get back into our conversation with Ryan Argue and with Kathleen. I should say Plan A Real Estate. I bet I can even figure out where the A comes from.
Yeah. Right.
I'm quick, right? Kathleen Garrido, you got a tough name there too, KG Interior Design. I'm quick, guys, right, this morning. It's Monday morning. Give me a break, right? Let's get into our conversation. We'll talk about the things that college grads don't know. Tomorrow's broadcast, we'll just push that one back a little bit. So, Ryan, during the break, we were talking about process, right? And I'm a big believer in having a process for everything, right? If I find that mistakes come when we don't have a process.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Do you find the same thing?
Well, so really – what I counsel customers, the first thing I tell people is I don't list homes, I market them. We are in the advertising business, right?
Yeah.
The consumer we are trying to reach, and we're going to try to reach them based on pictures, videos, Google, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Many just stick it on the MLS and they wait. But in today's day and age, the devices that we all have is the gateway to the consumer. And so having a process that will reach those consumers in that arena, on that medium, is really critical. The consumer today is different than they were 20 years ago. They're not on the Sunday paper.
Right.
Right. You can't advertise the same way 20 years ago and expect different results today. You've got to be much more adaptive, right? So you've got to be doing the process of the Google Analytics, the Facebook targeted advertising, and that's built into our process even before the home hits the market. It's much like a video premiere or a movie premiere. You hear about a movie, right? You hear about the Avengers months in advance.
Sure.
Right? Because they're trying to build up that anticipation and for the launch. Same thing with your home. And that's the approach we use at Plan A.
Yeah, that's a fascinating insight there because I know I have a friend of mine in Dallas and he says he's got a 89-point marketing plan, right? And do you need every one of them? Well, I don't know. Right? How does anybody know? You probably don't know which part of it, but if you don't have that process, mm-hmm. how do you find out which arrow to pull out of the quiver?
That's right. Well, and again, remember, it only takes one.
Right.
So that one buyer might come in as a result of that 89th point.
Right.
And what if you hadn't, employed that process?
Now, on staging, do you do the same thing? Because I can't even tell colors. I mean, I don't even know the difference between blue and black. Right. So I definitely need professional help. So is there a process that you go through when you stage as well?
Oh, absolutely. I come take a look at the house. I look at the positives and the negatives of the property to make sure whatever I pull in will fit correctly. Color palette will entice the demographics walking through that door. I always have a mindset that only 8% of your buyers can envision things past what they are. So 92%, if it's not laid out for them and it's cluttered, it's dirty, it's broken down, it's tired, they're going to walk right out. They're going to either look on the MLS at the photos and click to the next house, or they're going to walk in the door and out the door. So 92%. So when it's cleaned and decluttered and that demographic can make that connection with color palettes or the way it's laid out, they immediately have that emotional connection. And I love when I hear bidding wars in my homes. you know, that I've staged.
Sure.
It makes me happy for the real estate agent and, of course, my client.
So you made a comment there about a demographic connection.
Yes, and knowing your demographics, knowing, like, if I'm at the beach, it should be a coastal scene.
Okay.
So if I'm an Inland Empire, I might not have a coastal scene. I might use some other colors that maybe some of the builders are using. You know, take a look.
So it's not one size fits all.
Right. And if they're, you know, what is the age group? You know, what do they like? Are they millennials? You know, I know what they like. They like just clean and modern, you know. So it's making sure if it's the 55 plus, they also like clean lines and modern. So it's making sure that when they walk in, they can just make that whole connection.
I like that idea because I'm definitely one. I think I'm probably in the 1%, right? Absolutely no vision, right? I'm not even in the 80. The other seven are, you know, I look at houses, I walk into a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And you can certainly tell those that they're trying to sell the property or they're trying to sell the family, right?
Right?
And that's the thing that drives me nuts is just because from an intellectual standpoint, I know we're not trying to buy a family.
Right.
And they've got all of their vacation pictures on the wall. And I'm like, boy, that was a nice vacation. And that's a nice vacation. I'm not looking to buy the house, but I mean, I'm sure you have to battle that sometimes.
Well, I counsel homeowners all the time and I say, Ron, when I get involved, the home is not a home anymore. It's a product. Right.
Sure.
My job is to squeeze as much money out of this product to get you to Arizona because you're downsizing or to get you to that next home. So we are going to get a little bit uncomfortable and it is going to be removing that personal aspect from the home in order for it to connect with every consumer.
I like that idea that it's a product. I use the term divorce, right? Because you got to divorce yourself from your home. Now it's an asset.
That's right.
Right. And your job is to liquidate the asset for the highest possible price.
Correct. And again, having that process in place means that we are going to create that product, create that asset. If I'm going to be in a rush to put the house on the market and I'm so excited because I got a listing, I'm not going to take the time to have that process in place. And unfortunately, as a result, we see it all too often. Home is on the market too long. It's priced too low. Yes, home's priced too low. We talk about pricing it too high, but pricing it too low because they didn't know the area, didn't know the inventory, didn't know the demographics. And as a result, unfortunately, who suffers in the end?
Yeah,
consumer.
Consumer, sure. Absolutely. And then, and also we go back to our analogy that we used in the last segment about surgery, too. You wouldn't want to have a doctor that says the anesthesiologist come at the end.
Well, or,
right? That would be pretty painful.
Well, what about those the commercials of the, what is it, the Holiday Inn where he comes in and says, hey, you know, I'm getting, you have surgery. Have you ever done this before? And the doctor says, no. Have
right.
you? Right? That's not
we'll
what
figure it
saying.
Out together.
Right, exactly. That's not the confidence
right.
that a consumer wants as they sign that listing contract and trusting you with that asset. Because as we mentioned, for many, this is the largest asset they have.
Right.
So here's the uncomfortable question. You know, I have a friend that's in real estate, but, you know, how do I make that transition to say, hey, you know something? I need to go to the professional instead.
Well, again, you know, most people do have a friend. Right? I mean, you know, I would be surprised if somebody said, I didn't have a friend that was in real estate. But again, friend versus expert.
Right.
Do you have somebody that's going to be able to price the home? And again, in the end, as we mentioned, the consumer is the one that benefits or loses. Somebody who's an expert in the area says, hey, Ron, because you're on that cul-de-sac where homes on this side of the street sell 5% higher than homes on the other side of the street, that friend may not necessarily be aware of that information. Or in some communities, the Melrose is dropping off. Ron, your Melrose is dropping off in at the end of this year. That's a great point that we can leverage in our price. Again, that friend may not know it. So friend versus expert.
And you know, something that's fascinating you mentioned that because probably it took me until about 4 years ago that I realized that one side of a golf course was better than another. Right. I'm not in that world. Right. I don't know that. And it's usually not something you see in an appraisal.
That's right.
Right. But if you're on one side of the fairway versus the other side, and I still don't know which is the correct one or the higher priced one, but I know to ask the question.
Sure.
Right. And you as the expert, you know, you either know the answer to it or you know the questions to ask me as a consumer. Hey, do you want on this side? Do you want on that side?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or maybe you don't want it at all.
Well, and again, what's the adage we always say in real estate? Location, 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 right? So understanding the location is one attribute into setting the price. There's many other facets to that conversation. But again, that expert's going to be able to say, Ron, you know, that fifth tee box, your balls go right into your backyard. But on this other side of the street, it's more of a green location and it's not as, you know, you're not going to get as many errant balls.
Not as many broken windows.
Not as many broken windows, exactly.
And, you know, the same idea with paint it or don't paint it, or clean it or don't clean it, or is it going to matter or is it not going to matter? I know, Alex, don't even go there with the side of the balls are on. I don't even want him to go that direction. It's just another story. Hey, great information as always, and as we always do, we ask you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.